Hi, everybody. We're here again. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing Program on BBS Radio. This is the first Friday in March 2011, and it's the 4th of March. So let's start off here, and we'll do a emotional clearing. So here we go. Let's think of an issue. And you may just want to consider something that you've had problems with. And we're going to clear this right now. Think of it that happened the last couple of days. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's see here. Let's see how the audience is doing out there. Everybody's smiling today. It doesn't feel like it's too stressful. I'll check the fast chat here. And I'll just see what's going on there. If anybody has any special concerns, I will do a pain release here. Here we go. So releasing pain from you, stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, some pain energy there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see if your pain is any better. And I'll do a robotic clearing here. This always surprises people because I guess once you find out that you have robotic controls on you or programs, you don't know what to do about it. So we do have a robotic clearing online that can help you. Remember, whatever we do on these BBS programs, there is a solution, and the solution is to do a clearing to help you get out of that situation. So we do have 99% of them up online. So here we go, robotic clearing. And I'm going to work with people's knees right now. And here we go. We're going to work with your knees, taking away the energy of the robotic program controlling your knees. And naturally, there's one controlling your mind, making you move your knees. Okay, two different ways to look at it. So this is a body clearing, and then we'll do a mind clearing. Here we go. So stronger, getting rid of this here, stronger. I'm yawning, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we're going to do the mind program that tells your body to move your knees by the aliens. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, yawning again, 5, oh man, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's hope that helped all of you here. So we do have our Q&A tonight coming up after this program. We're on station 2 and on BBS tonight. And around 8 o'clock, we'll do our once-a-week Q&A call so that you're able to ask questions live with me, and other people can benefit by the questions, too. So let's see if Carrie's out there, our co-host tonight, and we'll put up the phone number on the fast chat. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Yes, good evening, and hi, everybody. We have lots of names on the fast chat already this evening. Yolanda, Marie, and Larry, and Eric. Ed in Austria is up listening. Hi, Ed in Austria, and Stephanie, and then our other Ed in Florida, I believe, and Andrew, Marianne, Stephanie, Jane, Marie R., Bonnie, Jake, Marianne, and a few other people on the previous page. So welcome, everybody, to Friday night. So if you have any questions for Ron tonight, type them into the fast chat, and if we don't get to them, then, as Ron was saying, we have Ron has his Q&A this evening after the show. So the number for that, again, is 646-519-5800, and he'll be asked to punch in a PIN number, and it's 9009#. And then starting tomorrow, Ron's March series of the Saturday and Sunday 8-hour intensive, so that is for the primarily for the alien parasitic life forms that inhabit our bodies. If you were on Wednesday's show, you'll have experienced a bunch of samples of those, and maybe we'll do some tonight. But so that this series starts tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, for 4 hours, and then that's the Saturday one, and then the 8-hour Sunday ones begin the next day on 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and then the following Sunday, and then the next Sunday is skipped because Ron will be at an expo in New York, and then the final Sunday, and I'm not looking at the dates in front of me, so I'll pull those up and say them a little bit later. If you're not on that call yet and you would like to be, you can sign up for it through Ron's website or by sending him an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he checks his emails about an hour before the call, so you can do that. The cost for the whole month, and it's 28 hours of healing, is just $200. That's 3 Sundays of 8 hours, and then tomorrow, the one Saturday, for 4 hours. And you're also, as well as those many hours, you're also up on the light ship for the whole month being worked on. So it's an enormous amount of healing work for $200. Okay, so the Sunday dates are the 6th, the 13th, and then the 27th. So this weekend, the following weekend, then skipping a weekend, and then the last Sunday in the month. So, Ron, do you want to say anything more about that for anyone that's new, that perhaps met you at the expo in L.A. last month, who has not done the calls before?
Yeah, the first thing that I'd say is to, go to the website, creationlightship.com, and you can go to it right now if you wish. Just depending where you are on my page here on BBS here, about an inch on the scroll bar down, you're going to see kind of me on the right-hand side there, and with an arrow kind of on my face. And go to the left of that, you're going to see the Lightship insignia, and also creationlightship.com. So when you mouse over that, just double-click on it, and I'll show you what to do here to get your feet wet on this type of clearing. And naturally, you can see that. You can listen to BBS right now on the website if you're not already there. So go to the drop-down box here on the about probably halfway down on the page. You're going to see it says 5-day sample clearing. So to the right of that, this is next to the book with the first aid cross on it, okay? And it'll say click here for more audio samples. So it's in a green little box there, a little heart to the right of that. And just drop that down. And all of a sudden, you're going to see alien energy removal, show 1 and 2. And also, if you're interested in the robotic one that we just got through doing, there's 2 shows for that, too. But do the listen to those 2 alien energy removal shows. They're quite a while ago that we did those. And I think one was... 10:30:08, I think, possibly. But anyway, those shows will talk to you about what we're doing. So you can check that out. And, once you feel these things move inside of you and get released, and maybe you might lose, an inch around your waist or something after having those samples, then you know that these things are real. And you might get a lot more energy back in your body. This is why we do these 8-hour conference calls. So remember, the aliens are with us. They live in our bodies, unfortunately, these life forms. So what you see on TV, that may look very scary to you as far as the alien ones, just like the one you saw with the original a movie of Alien, where this creature was, and it pops out the person's chest. Well, they do that energetically, so they're still with us. And that's just the way it is. So these life forms come into us and live inside of us, cause us illnesses, different types of diseases, and you want to get them out. So as you get them out of you, you start to get more spirit energy with you. Remember, your spirit heals you, but it can't heal you. Your spirit can never heal you if it's not with you. So these things are residing inside of you, taking up the space where your spirit should be, and you wonder why you're not having healings done on yourself, then you need to look a little deeper and figure out, yeah, the aliens are in me. And listen to those two programs, Alien Energy Removal. There's two of those there, and you're going to realize that, you know, you're not alone. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Do you want to do any samples just in case there's anybody new on the show who's tonight, who's interested but not sure what it feels like?
So what I'll do is I'll wait for somebody to type in their one of the alien life forms that they would like to have released. So we probably have people on the fast chat here that would like to have one of them gone. There's quite a few of those. You can also go on the website. And for only $30 a month, say a dollar a day, you can go in there. And I would say if you do feel something here, you may want to do that also and get rid of these things. You know, go on there and put it up at night for 8 hours and do it during the daytime. Get these things out of you. So that page is quite long. Many, many different types of options on that page for different types of clearings, but this would be the parasitic life form that you want to experience. And you know, once you start feeling like the octopus energy wrapped around your lungs and your heart and maybe your intestines and this thing get released out of you and you start feeling better, maybe you can breathe better, then you go, wow, there's something to this here. So let's see who wants to request something here. What I'll first do is one, this one here is one that we normally get rid of. It's a pretty negative one here. And this one here is the Black Widow. So I'll get that one out right now until I see somebody else type something in there. So this is a sample, or these are samples. I'm not getting rid of all of them. I might get rid of one or two. Oh, there we go. Eric said Black Widow. How interesting. Okay, Eric, we're on it. So here we go. So the Black Widows give us poison. Remember, we have carcass removal on there and poison waste stuff too. And, you know, it's gets to be very bad. So here we go. Black Widow energies. And these things are also physical down here. So the physical forms we see, and they also have the energetic forms that invade us, come inside of us, live with us. Here we go. Black Widow energies. So kind of take a note of how your body feels. So stronger, stronger. We're releasing these here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I mentioned in the past, a lot of people doing spells, the hexes, curses, somehow the Black Widow energies like that and they come to you. So here we go again. We'll get rid of some of the poisons now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the dead carcasses. Remember, they die inside of you. They come in, they die. Could be alien wars going on inside of your body. Remember, not all the aliens like each other. And they may fight for territory. So what happens when they kill one another? They're not going to take them out of your body. They just sit there and decay and rot. Maybe that's why you have funguses and things like that living inside of your body. Here we go. Carcasses. Dead carcasses being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have one other request here. This is for the jellyfish here. Remember the movie Avatar? That tells you all about mind control and the jellyfish energy. So here we go. So So jellyfish, they sit on the top of your head to communicate to the other aliens, and they also incorporate the orbs to do this process too. So here we go. One, getting rid of these two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So just kind of see how that feels here. And let's do snakes. So we'll do the white snakes. Here we go. Releasing them. These are probably more related to your intestinal area and maybe also, you know, around your vital organs, maybe like your bladder, liver. Here we go. So releasing them. And I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do the poison. We'll do them all at one time. So we'll do poison, waste products, and dead carcasses to save some time here on the program. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to release these. Remember, you're in quarantine right now outside of the light ship as they're working with you. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, kind of, you might want to get up and walk around, everybody, because these feelings are pretty intense. Just sitting there may not validate the clearing. Just get up and just see if you have more movement in your body. Who knows, maybe your pants might fall down. That would be a good sign, you know, if you lost a couple of inches around your waist. That does happen. And you might actually feel, you know, more air, we'll say, inside of your body, too. So we'll see how everybody's doing here, and we'll have Carrie come back on again. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So if you're feeling any of this, basically that tells you that you are feeling these things being removed and leaving you. So this next series of calls in March, what they are, for those of you who don't know, are that you get a phone number to call in, and it's a conference call that everybody is on together, and you hear Ron going through the different things that are being cleared from us. He takes us up onto the creation lightship, so we're bilocated, so we're here and there, on off at the same time, basically. And the light beings start working on removing these energies from our bodies. So if you're not able to do a full 8 hours, you can still take part in the healing on an absentee basis, and you just need to let Ron know. And there are always a bunch of people that are taken up and worked on, and you may feel stuff going on in your body as you go about your day doing other things. The first time I ever did this, couldn't believe how much stuff was feeling in my body, and I was out with friends doing, you know, having lunch and this, that, and the other. I couldn't be home that day, and you'll still feel, those of you who do feel, you'll still feel the effects of this. So you can come on the call, you know, go off, come on, or be absentee for the whole thing. So if you're not able to sit in front of your computer or in front of a phone, I should say, for that whole time, it doesn't mean you can't do the healing sessions. So let's see. So we've got some questions, Ron. Pete is asking a question that a lot of us, once we connect with you, come up against, and he's asking, what do you tell someone who says that the Creation Lightship story doesn't resonate with you? What do you do about that? And is it a question of just free will, or what would you have to say about that?
Okay, different ways to look at it. The first thing is that a newcomer who may be very religious may not even want to look at the website because it doesn't have anything about churches on there. We do have Jesus, but we do talk about aliens, so that could maybe scare people. Even the churches definitely, you know, will talk about aliens as getting channelings and stuff, inspirations of God, you know, coming in to write things in the Bible, etc. So that's what's happening there. You know, there's a lot of things happening in the Bible that do indicate, you know, like the parting of the Red Sea, that this was done by something else. But they don't normally, you know, connect to those particular energies that way. They just think that something from the beyond, which is God, did all these things, and they don't realize that they're aliens. So some people, yeah, once they look at the website, they go, I don't know about this here. I don't see a Baptist name up there on the website or something. So I see it's from the devil, and I'm not going to look at it. Well, that's because they're working with mind energy. They've been brainwashed. They haven't dropped into their heart. So if you had a whole congregation of religious people drop into their heart, or if a person just doesn't believe in anything at all, you know, that means that they're not in their heart. They're not understanding. And once you connect to your spirit, you will have that connection made. And a lot of people find me just strictly by maybe accident. They all do some web searching and finally look around and get onto the website. And at first, it's a little overwhelming sometimes because they don't understand what I'm talking about. So I always say to listen to maybe 6 to 10 shows on BBS here, the archives, to kind of get your feet wet. And then just see how it feels. If they still don't get it, but you notice that they're in pain, maybe they're, you know, ready to have some death barcodes hit them. Maybe they're already in the hospital and they still don't want to go to the website. You know, all the healings that we have on the website can be done by absentee usage. So you can just go in there and put their name in and have yourself do the clearing for them. And it will work perfectly fine, even though they may say they don't want to have it. Remember, the mind saying no, which is controlled by aliens. So the spirit always says yes. And it takes their spirit to do the healing. Remember, if they don't have a spirit, it won't work. So you could be even talking to a clone person. So that's possible too. But if the person does have a spirit, the spirit will always say yes. And all the healings work from light to light. So it works into their spirit from the light, and the light from their spirit works into the body. That's how it works. So you're not going against anything that's free will because you're not using mind energy. Remember, probably almost all the practitioners out there are using mind energy to move energy in somebody's body. They're forcing it. And then you're connecting it to the aliens who are giving you results. So that's very devastating when you figure that out. Plus, if you finally realize that maybe you got a clone body part from the darkness because this practitioner did a healing on you and your finger never has felt right or something wrong with you has never really felt right. It worked at first, and now maybe it's not working as well. So the whole process is, do you have a clone body part? And very possibly you could have many of those. Remember, people in churches pray for people all the time. They're using the aliens to do this work. And they don't use light. So that's kind of the process is, you know, if you do have a friend who doesn't understand what we're doing and you want to help them out, by all means, you can do a clearing for them. They don't have to. They can say, I never want to have that clearing. I never want to see the website again. Perfectly fine. The source energy will always work with them. That's just the darkness in their mind talking to them. And it's a program that they're probably running. And the darkness wants to keep them in misery, so that's up to you to help them out. And that's probably about all I can say. I see somebody did lose some weight, maybe around their waist. When I worked with one lady years ago, I think probably the second time I went back to New York, worked with one lady late at night, and started seeing these things, started pulling off stuff out of her head. And, you know, it was, we're up to probably about 3 or 4 in the morning doing this process with her. And then I think the next day I had the expo maybe on Sunday, so it was pretty grueling for me. But all of a sudden she goes, look at my stomach shrunk. She couldn't believe it because I was bloated and now it went down because we got rid of some critters out of her. So this is very common as they get released from you. So that's about all I can say about that there. If, you know, listen to those two shows. This is why we're doing these. Very reasonable. It's $200 for yourself, $100 for a spouse or somebody living with you, significant other. And then your children under 18 are free. And naturally, your animals and pets are too. So, you know, it's 20 hours of healing. It's starting tomorrow. If you can't get into tomorrow or the one after, you can always do it absentee. And, you know, do that that way. So it's a wonderful event, marathon healing session, and you're on the light ship for a whole month. You're in quarantine as they continue to work with you to get rid of these critters. And it doesn't matter where you enter into these particular venues of healing. We've been doing this for quite a while now. So don't think because you haven't had a healing, you know, maybe 6 months ago with this here, that you know, you're wasting your time. No, they look at you where you are right now and start to work with you. And that's the nice thing, is that you don't have to worry about missing out on something if you're a newcomer, because they get right down to business instantly and take away these things that are inhabiting them. Remember, these life forms are in you, and these life forms are also in the light because they created you. So you're a part of them. You're an extension of the light. And they don't want these things in you and in them at the same time. So that's the way you have to look at it. So light is getting out the darkness out of itself through you. And how they came into you is a whole other story, but we're getting them out of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Earlier in the show, Cheryl typed in, I feel real uncoordinated after clearing. And Cheryl, I just wanted to say, if you want to type in what clearing you had that left you feeling that way, maybe Ron can help you out there. But I think without knowing which ones you did, it might be difficult to answer that. But I just wanted to...
Yeah, I'd just say go
like
on and
do that.
The, you know, if you can't afford the $200 for 20 hours of healing, then go on the $30 a month, or I think it's $10 a week. Just go in there and work with what energies we just cleared out of you. And, you know, the main thing is some people say, Ron, I did this clearing. I said, well, how many times did you do it? Well, I just did it once. Oh, man, you guys are missing the boat. When you get on that clearing, you know, you want to do it probably, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Put it up all night. Get these things out of you. One time is not going to do any good on these alien life forms, okay? And it's even true, I see people who maybe have gone on the circulatory clearing just one time, and that clearing is fantastic. Get the unlimited and get on that thing a couple times a day, you know, morning and night or something. Put it on your computer and get on that. It will make you feel so much better. So the unlimited is there to get you so that you can have a much better life and continue on with your healing. So it's only $50 more. You know, by all means, do the unlimited, especially on the emotional one. So, you know, that's where I am with these things. You know, once you find out that you can make a better life for yourself and feel better, then by all means, get on it. You know, you're going to be spending the money somewhere anyway, basically, and you might as well go on there and do an unlimited for $50. You know, save your money up and do that, and then get on it and take advantage of it, because it's up to you to move up to the plate to have help. And, you know, like I say, on the emotional clearing, I recommend doing it 3 times a day. Stay current with your healings. So that way you have a much better life. And even if you just tune into the program, maybe you just heard about me now on the radio, and maybe you had a clearing from me like 4 years ago on an emotional clearing. Then get in there and clear out the last 4 years. Get the unlimited for only $50. So if you have been with me for quite a while and you haven't done the unlimited, man, you're missing out. Get the unlimited. And get on there and stay current with your healings. Very, very, very important. Because the healing stops when the energy of the healing is over with. doesn't continue on. It gets rid of your past, but what's going to happen into your future? You want to stay current. And the circulatory one is very, very, very good just to make yourself feel better. In fact, I'll do a sample of that here. I mean, out of all the clearings that I have, somehow that circulatory one, you know, I like them all. Each one is very, very special. But the circulatory, here we go. I'll just let you experience this here. And there's many different, I think, categories for circulatory too, if not mistaken. But here we go. Here's a sample. So maybe you could pull it up, Carrie, if you have time. Maybe you could read about what's on there or maybe describe that for people. But here we go.
Yeah,
circulatory clearing. And this will work with your veins, arteries, and heart, and different things like that in you, your whole blood circulatory system. Here we go. And liver. So stronger, 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 boy, heavy. Stronger, 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 boy. Stronger. A lot of people have problems here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Now it's feeling better. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So, boy, back to you, Carrie. There's a lot of energy there.
Okay, yeah. So I'm having trouble pulling that one up right now, but I know that it covers as well as your blood. It covers your lymphatic system and your bones, your skeletal system, and it does your nervous system, and I think there may be one or two others. So although it's just called circulatory and we would think normally blood for that, it does do a lot more of that. And, yeah, it's a really, really nice clearing. You'll feel very energized, very alive, and very clear after that one. It's one of my favorites too. The samples, a lot of the samples that Ron is doing, you need to do your whole lifetime for these, like the emotional, the invisible bodies. You need to first do your whole lifetime clearing, and then Ron was talking about the $50 for the unlimited, which means you can go on there any time, day or night, and clear that day, that hour, whatever time period you would like. But the whole lifetime is really important to get out of you first, because these invisible bodies, for those of you who are perhaps a little newer to this, these invisible bodies which were given to us by the earth spirit, our emotional body and feeling body and mental body, and there are many others, are basically holding tanks for our thoughts, our feelings, judgments of various kinds, and they get totally clogged up after not too many years of living on this planet. And when they're full, they spill into others, and they spill into our physical body, causing us physical ailments. So to clear those out is enormously important for the health of your physical body. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Ron, before I move on to another question?
Yeah, just that, you know, the samples are just available. That's why I do them, so people can kind of understand what we're doing, okay? Talking about something is one thing, but having the experience is another. But the sample won't fix you. It'll just show you that you have a problem and that there's a way to solve the problem by having the whole lifetime clearings. That's why we do samples. And then I also do samples, you know, when I have new clearings, so people can say, wow, what's new? So like the robotic one, you know, that we just got through doing is a fairly new clearing. And, you know, we do timeline crashing, too, on emotional issues. That's a new clearing. So we have many new ones. But the main thing is you need to get on and, you know, start to work and help yourself out with a particular clearing. And you start off with the emotional one. So the whole thing is, you know, listening to the program here. Maybe you've heard, you know, 20 shows, had a sample of many, many different types of clearings. And maybe you think that, you know, you had it all. No, you haven't even scratched the surface of what that clearing could do for you. So remember, what you're, you know, hanging on to is the judgments. These bodies store these judgments in you, around you, through you. And eventually one of these judgments will raise its head and kill you. And that's what happens. That's why people die. The emotions are the main one, but other things happen. And, you know, the whole thing is to get yourself to have more spirit energy. Otherwise, you cannot have it. You can't wish more spirit into you. You can't have somebody zap with, you know, a Tinkerbell wand and hit more spirit. You can't bring in more light into you, because if you could, your spirit would already be with you. So the only way you're going to have more light with you is to clean out your body, because a judgment is blocking your spirit from coming into your body. And you have to do the clearing to do that. You can't pray to anything to have it done. It just won't work. I think we may have had a beep. I'm not sure. Is there a caller out there?
I'm on the line. It's Kathy from Orange County. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Kathy.
Very well,
yes,
Kathy.
We hear you loud
and clear.
Hi. Great.
Hi.
It was nice to meet you both at the Los Angeles Expo.
You too.
And since then, I've done a lot of the clearings. I was on the conference call the whole month of February, which I was really new, so I just jumped on because I knew it was good from the sample clearings, and it was a circulatory one, and that's been an issue with me for many years. Anyway, I just came back from my doctor, and I had a physical and a blood panel, and I was really she was really shocked because all my levels were normal, and a lot of the symptoms that I had, this has been ongoing for years, completely vanished. So I think it's because I did the circulatory clearing on the conference, and then also I did the alien attack for a week, which is only $1. I'm going to do it again, though. It's only $10 for a week. And then I did, of course, you know, all the other ones that you recommended, Ron. And but anyway, it was evidence as from the doctor seeing the blood. And then the her seeing the symptoms gone, she really didn't know quite what to say.
Wow, that's amazing. So how long is it that you've been doing the clearings now, Kathy?
Well, not long. I mean, it seems like long, but just since January 31st. So just a little over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Really,
and how did you find
from the free ones, and then on the ones that you buy? I mean, they really benefit you. Going on the light ship for the conference calls, I think, was a really big benefit. And I did participate in those, and I drank the water, and I did everything that I could. And I just feel so symptom-free now. I mean, I feel so good. There's so many of the pains and aches are just completely gone. And movement so much easier. So it's
that's
remarkable. I just wanted to share that.
What other ones have you done? So you've done the circulatory, and you've done some of the alien parasitic removal, and you've been on the conference calls.
Yeah, and gosh, let's see. I have a whole list of them. I'm doing all the time crashes and the space crashes and the death barcode.
Great.
And I did about 7 of those just to be on the safe side. And
right.
Then I did the soul family clearing.
The disconnect, yeah. Uh-huh.
Disconnect, that one, yeah, thanks. And then the that's about it. Of course, the emotional. And I did a few other little ones. So anyway, I am going to call you, Ron, and get some more, do the 4-in-1 clearing, too, after hearing you talk about
that. That's
great.
Yeah, the 4-in-1 is really nice.
Yeah, great.
And Kathy,
you know,
how did you find Ron?
my progress, and especially with my doctor's reaction.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
did you
she kept
find
looking
Ron?
At the old...
Oh. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it was funny to watch her because she kept looking at my previous blood panel, and then she would look at the current one, and she just kept looking back and forth, and I knew she was getting confused. She couldn't believe it was the same person or the same blood.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, it's all really good.
Great, great. And have you
done,
which of your whole life ones have you done?
Yeah, I've done that. Emotional?
You've done the emotional, uh-huh. Did you do the feeling body? Do you feel like you're a feeler?
I do feel like I'm a feeler, and I have not done that.
Okay, yeah, so that'll be interesting to hear what you, how that might change things for you when you get to that one.
I'll let you know, because I am going to do that soon. I'm going to do the form one and that one and a few others. I'm going to talk to Ron first and see what he would recommend me do next.
Right, right. Great.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Carrie. It was nice meeting you, and thank you for hosting, and I'll be getting off the phone now.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for calling in, Kathy.
Sure.
So, Ron, Kathy brought up the soul family disconnect, and a little early in the show, Kat wrote in and is asking about that clearing, and she's saying, should the soul family disconnect be done with another, because she says she had such an emotional reaction to that clearing. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that one, describe what it does, and then answer her question.
The soul family disconnection disconnects people from you that are courting you, connecting you. Remember, your soul family is not a positive thing. Most people talk about it in a positive way because you maybe see the dating services on the Internet where find your soulmate. Well, you know, people who are soulmates, you will get together, but you're there to experience lifetimes together. And I'll ask you all out there, is your lifetime right now that you're dealing with very good? Okay? Are you jumping for joy when you wake up in the morning every day? Because probably everybody in your life and around you, your boss, the people around you, your children, your husband, your wife, etc., very possibly are from the soul family. And if you say, yeah, my life isn't the greatest, well, that's because these people are causing you all these problems and harm. And this is what is happening because you agree to situations when you go to sleep at night, and your soul family then decides the best way to sabotage you, okay? Like I said before in the past, you know, if the soul family was so great, are you receiving tons of money from everybody that you know about? You know, we live in money here, you know. Are you receiving joy and happiness from everybody around you? Or are people maybe like causing you harm, or like it's a drag to wake up in the morning because of the people around you? Well, those people are from your soul family. And so you get together at night. And maybe Joe over here says, you know, I'm going to really do this awful thing. You know, I know you don't like me laughing at you when you're chewing gum trying to type on the computer. So I'm going to start laughing at you tomorrow to embarrass you in front of all your friends. And you go, oh, I'm going to love that. Boy, that way I might catch on to what's happening. Or he says, you know, I see that you have a problem with your finger. You know, your fingernail is a little torn because maybe you ripped it on something. But you didn't get that spiritual lesson. Your body didn't help you out enough to communicate to you because you weren't listening. And, you know, you have block energy in your fingernail. So what I'm going to do for you is do you the favor. I'm going to slam your finger in the door when you get out of the car. I'm going to slam it right on your finger. So I want you to make sure that you keep your finger there so I can do that. Well, that's what your soul family does to you, okay? They set you up for these spiritual contracts and agreements. Now, the New Agers will say how wonderful your soul family is. Well, all it is a way that people around you can physically control you. And you make these agreements all the time. So that's what's happening. And normally they're always negative. Like I said, did you get something nice in the mail today from one of your, your friends that you know about, and they mail you $20 in the mail saying, you know, I'm going to do you a favor and give you $20, you know, or even $100 or more, you know. Does somebody, all your friends, you know, treat you nice? Maybe when it's your birthday they might do it once a year, or maybe at Christmas, or they might complain about something that you did throughout your lifetime as a brother and sister when you see somebody at Christmas time, and they berate you because, you know, you did something to them when you were 5 or 6, and now you're probably 50, and they're still hanging on to that because they haven't had their emotional clearing yet. And so this is the way the soul family works. The soul family is not here for your benefit. And that's the way it is. Remember, they have to find ways to cause you harm so the aliens can get the energy out of you emotionally and also physically. They live on both of those energies. So that's what your soul family is. So the soul family just gives you setups and agreements and contracts. And like I said, you know, it might be one person listening who maybe won an airplane trip someplace. You know, maybe they found, you know, a bag of money on the ground that somebody in their soul family left them. But typically, that's not the case, okay? And even some people have problems with members of their soul family when they make a will out. And they're waiting to get money from their soul family member, maybe one of their parents or relatives, and they give them nothing. Cause you more pain. Okay, that's what the soul family's for. It's the dark side alliance working through them to harm you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so there have been a lot of comments that I haven't read out since I've been trying to focus on the questions, but a lot of people were feeling many things from the clearings that you've done today, Ron, on the show. All of them. Cheryl is saying it was the robotic feeling that was making her feel out of sorts, and a lot of people are hot and feeling stuff in their faces and their teeth from the alien parasitic removal. So, I mean, that just tells us all that we have this stuff in us. So, I know for me, when I'm feeling a little peculiar after some of these, if you do the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy exercise, which Ed has typed in onto the fast chat, that can really help because that helps pull your spirit energy into your body, and that really helps with that a lot. And also, if you drop down into your heart, that also helps. Ron, do you want to do either of those exercises?
Yeah, I'll just see if we have a beep. I thought I heard a beep on my end, but it's been beeping
quite
a while. We have a beeper out there?
Is anybody on the line?
Somebody online? Okay, maybe not. So let's do a mind to heart drop here.
Okay.
Here we go. So I always count from 10 to 1. It's on the website that you can do yourself instantly. So if you're a meditator out there and you meditate because you want to become heart-centered, and it takes you more than 15 seconds, then you might try doing what I'm doing here so you don't have to waste your time meditating and taking up your precious daily time for an hour or two. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, it's like an elevator dropping down, taking your mental thoughts into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, so going back to the soul family disconnect, maybe if you would like to do a little sample of that for everybody that's listening, and if you haven't done that clearing, you can get a little sense of what that might feel like, just a teeny sense of it.
Yeah, so just think of somebody that's in your life that you probably feel like you know or have known for a long time, maybe from the distant past, Maybe you feel very comfortable with somebody because you've had 1,000 lifetimes with them. Maybe it's your husband or your wife, you know, or one of your children. And so what we'll do is a courting disconnect, because they are courting you also, okay? They're taking away your life force energy. Maybe it's, a person that you dislike because maybe you went to get a shot, maybe at the doctor's office, and the nurse was in there, and she was giving you a shot, and it really hurt, then she broke the needle off, okay? That's because she wanted you to really know that you needed that shot, you see. So here we go. Think of somebody, and it's somebody that's maybe even caused you a lot of harm, pain in your life. They could be a soul family member, and they're just grinning as they cause you more harm, because that's your agreement. So here we go. So think of that one person that you think is in your soul family, and I'll disconnect the energy cords from them briefly. They'll get reattached, but at least you can see what it's like to get free of these people. So just think of one person. Here we go. So we'll disconnect the chakras. So sixth chakra, disconnected. Fifth chakra, this is the front side of you. Fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. So these you know about typically because you can see them psychically from the front of you. Now, the worst ones are the ones that they stick you from behind, okay? So this is the chakras from behind you. So sixth chakra, released. Fifth chakra, released. Fourth chakra, released. Third chakra, released. Second chakra, released. And first chakra, released. There we go. So, if you feel much better after this year, that's only because the people, I mean this one person anyway in your soul family, is there to take away your life force energy. And that's what they do. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, do you want to describe that exercise, I Now Increase My Life Force Energy, for anyone that's new?
Sure.
And
what you can do, it's also on the website. I think it's down in that drop-down box, I believe. So here we go. You want to put your palms of your hands close together in front of you, facing forward, and you're going to feel like an invisible ball tension. Depending how much energy you have right now, it could be anywhere between maybe a couple inches to a couple of feet. So move your hands in slowly until, you know, you can sense the energy with your body. Because this is a body thing, not a mind thing. Remember, the mind is not your body. And unfortunately, they use body, mind, spirit for like the Expos or, you know, mind, body, spirit. They use all the different things like that. And they're tying in darkness to, you know, which is the mind, to your body and your spirit. Very interesting, okay? But they don't know the difference yet. So here we go. We want to not use your mind to give you validation for anything, because that's the darkness. So let your body tell you what's going on. Move your hands close together, and when you feel that invisible spring tension between the palm of your hands, then just stop there. Now that's where your energy is. If you don't know where it is, then just trust your body and say, body, tell me where this is, and move your hands in, and you say, I want my body to stop moving my hands when it has the energy. That's simple. It is alive. It understands, okay? So now we're going to say the affirmation out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And so what you do then is you move your hands further apart after you say this here. So we'll say it now together. I now increase my life force energy. And now move your hands inside, you know, come closer together like you did before. And you're going to find out it's probably a much wider field. Like that spring got larger, that invisible ball became larger. And we'll say it again. We'll do it 10 times. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. And now sample, move your hands in and see where it is. Stop. Say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Sample again. Stop. See where it is. I now increase my life force energy. We'll just keep going here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it five more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life force energy. So this should help you out. You might feel more energy right now coming into you. This is your spirit awakening yourself up. So here we go. See how you feel. And our show is coming to a close here. So if you have any questions about aliens, you can come on the program, the Q&A tonight. I'll give you the phone number again. And it'll be on, I'll be there probably within 10 minutes here. So the phone number you want to call in is out of New York. It's 646-519-5800. I'll just repeat that. 646-519-5800. And once you get that, you'll be prompted to type in a PIN number on your keypad. And that number is 9009. And then you hit the pound sign. So just do that, and I'll be on probably, you know, within maybe 5 to 10 minutes here. And we'd like to just get people to ask questions about the light ship, about healings, you know, just to find out, you know, what you need to know about the light ship and how healings work, or and whatever you want to talk about, it's fine. But we like to keep it focused directly to the point. And have the questions be like headlines, because that's the way I need to work with these calls. I don't live in time, so I need to have typically no more than probably, 10, 15 words. So keep it right to the point so we can cover a lot of people's questions. So, Carrie, thank you for being on tonight. And tomorrow night is a special night again, and we have our four-hour call in the daytime, but tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship on Station 1. At 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, midnight Eastern. So thank you, Carrie, and
thank
hope
you,
to
Ron.
See you all on the call tonight.
Okay.